Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DJ intro style Amen Science bassline session in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming for that sweet spot between modern punch and vintage soul. So think of this as more than just making a bass sound. We're creating a short intro that feels mix ready for drum and bass, especially the darker, jungle influenced side of things. The bass has to hit, the break has to breathe, and the whole thing needs to feel like it can slide into a full track without sounding awkward or unfinished. A really important point here is that the intro is not just the warm-up. In DNB, the intro often tells the listener what kind of tune this is before the drop even arrives. It sets the identity, it gives the DJ something easy to mix with, and it gives the track a little story arc before the energy explodes. So we're going to keep the session practical, beginner-friendly, and built with Ableton stock devices. Let's start by setting the tempo to 170 BPM. That's a strong starting point for modern drum and bass, and it gives us enough drive without rushing the groove. If you want to go a little faster later, you can, but 170 is a great place to learn from. Now create a few tracks, one for drums and the Amen break, one for sub bass, one for mid bass or res movement, one for atmosphere or soul texture, and one for effects or risers. That layout keeps things organized and helps you think like an arranger instead of just stacking sounds. For the first pass, keep the whole idea short. Work with a 16-bar loop. That's enough to build a useful DJ intro, and it forces you to focus on phrasing rather than overloading the arrangement. If you want more room later, you can extend it to 32 bars, but 16 is perfect for the first version. Let's build the Amen foundation first. Drop an Amen break into Simpler on your drum track. If you're new to chopping breaks, keep it simple at first. You can use slice mode if you want quick access to the hits, or you can leave it as a loop and cut it in arrangement view. Either approach works. The main thing is to get the groove breathing. Focus on the important parts of the break, the main snare, a few ghost notes, and enough shuffle to keep it alive. Don't over-edit it yet. In jungle and DNB, the break often works best when it feels energetic, but still a little loose around the edges. That looseness is part of the soul. After Simpler, add EQ8. Clean up anything muddy if needed. You can high pass very low rumble if it's getting in the way. And if the break feels boxy, dip a little in the low mid range. If you want a bit more crackle and presence, add a subtle lift in the top end. Keep it tasteful. We want punch, not harshness. If the break needs a little more weight, put drum bus after the EQ. A small amount of drive and crunch can help it feel more solid, but don't flatten the dynamics. The Amen break should still breathe. If you crush it too much, you lose the character. Now let's move to the sub bass. This is where the real foundation lies. Load operator on the sub track and use a sine wave, or something very clean and simple. The sub is not the place for fancy movement, it's the place for weight, control, and clarity. Write a very simple bass line first. 2 to 4 notes is plenty. In fact, in a good DNB intro, less often feels better. Try starting with a root note, then maybe a short answer note, an octave jump, or a small passing note that leads into the next phrase. The point is to create a motif, not a busy melody. A nice beginner approach is to think in call and response. Maybe the sub holds a low note while the drum break speaks, then the bass answers on the offbeat. Or maybe the sub holds back for a bar, then comes in with a small push. That space is important. It gives the drums room to hit and makes the groove feel more intentional. Keep the sub mono. That part matters a lot in DNB. Use utility if needed to keep it centered and focused. If you're tempted to widen the sub, resist that urge. Stereo excitement belongs in the mid bass and texture layers, not in the low end. Use a EQ8 after operator if necessary. Roll off anything unnecessary above the useful sub range, and only correct resonances if they're really causing a problem. The goal is a clean low foundation that feels stable even at low volume. And that last part is a great check. By the way, turn the volume down. If the bass line still feels clear and strong when quiet, the balance is probably good. That's a very useful habit, especially when you're learning. Now we add the mid-bass layer. This is where the modern punch comes in. Load wave-eatable on a new track and build a simple restyle tone. Use two saw-like oscillators, detune them a little, and keep the unison modest. We are not trying to make a giant super saw wall. We want controlled movement. Set up a low-pass filter and keep the cutoff in a useful range for the notes you're playing. Then add a slow modulation source, like an LFO, to create subtle movement. The movement should feel alive, but not obvious. Think tension, not wobble. Think movement behind the scenes. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. The idea is to make the mid-bass feel denser and more aggressive without just turning it up louder. That's an important distinction. Density is not the same as volume. A lot of beginners chase loudness when what they actually need is harmonic weight. If you want a bit more motion, use auto filter after saturator and automate the cutoff slowly over the intro. Small openings are more effective than huge filter suites in this style. We're not trying to shout build up energy. We're trying to create a controlled sense of motion that feels musical. Now, write the mid-bass like a response to the sub. Let the sub carry the low anchor, and let the mid-bass hit on the answer notes or punctuate the phrase endings. This is where the intro starts to feel intentional. The bass isn't just playing notes. It's shaping the groove around the break. At this stage, one really useful coach tip is to separate weight and character. Let the sub handle weight. Let the mid-bass handle attitude, grit, and motion. When one sound tries to do everything, it often gets muddy or crowded. Two focused layers usually sound much stronger. Now let's bring in the vintage soul side of the brief. Add an atmosphere or texture track. This could be the chopped vocal style sound, a soft chord stab, a sampled soul fragment, or even a simple sustained tone treated with filtering. The point is not to make a big chord progression. The point is to add a ghost of warmth behind the harder drum and bass elements. Put the sound into simpler or an instrument rack, then add auto filter. Start with a low pass filter and slowly open it over time. You can also add echo with a short delay and low feedback to create depth. Keep it subtle. Then add a light touch of saturator for a bit of grit and age. This is where the intro gets its emotional contrast. The drums and bass are doing the heavy lifting, but the texture gives the whole thing a slightly dusty, soulful atmosphere. It should feel like an old record being pulled through a modern D&B machine. Now we move into the arrangement. This is where the session becomes a real intro instead of just a loop. In arrangement view, shape the first 16 bars with clear energy changes. A simple structure might look like this. The first four bars are sparse, with filtered amen hits and only a hint of bass. Then the bass line becomes more obvious in bars 5 to 8. In bars 9 to 12, add more detail, maybe a little more amen movement or a slightly more open filter. Then in bars 13 to 16, build tension with a small fill, a tiny turnaround, or a more confident bass phrase. If you want a longer DJ intro, stretch that idea out to 32 bars. The key is to make the arrangement mix-friendly. DJs need phrases they can read quickly. 8-bar and 16-bar blocks are your best friends here. If changes happen at clean phrase points, the track becomes easier to mix and feels more professional. Use automation to help the intro evolve. Open the auto filter on the texture track slowly. Add a little more cutoff on the mid-bass as the intro develops. Maybe throw a bit of echo onto one snare hit or one amen accent before the transition. You can even automate utility. Gain very slightly upward as you get closer to the next section. Keep these changes subtle. A good intro doesn't need constant movement. In fact, if everything is always wobbling or filtering, nothing feels special. Leave some bars more static so the changes hit harder when they arrive. One very useful composition trick is to start from the end and work backward. Even in an intro, it helps to know what the final two bars are doing. If the last bars feel like they're leading into a drop, then build the earlier bars so they support that feeling. This makes the whole section more coherent. Another great tip is to use note length as groove. In D&B, short notes can feel almost percussive, while longer notes feel more like statements. So before you add more notes, experiment with the length of the ones you already have. Often, the groove gets better just by changing how long each note lasts. Now let's talk about glue. On your drum bus, use light glue compressor settings. A little compression can help the break feel unified, but only a little. We're talking gentle control, not heavy squashing. If you overcompress the drums too early, they lose their snap. On the bass bus, keep things clean. Use EQ to manage overlap, saturator for subtle harmonics, and utility to check mono compatibility. If the kick and bass are fighting, don't just keep boosting the low end. Often the better move is to carve a little room in the mid-bass and let the sub stay focused. And here's a very important D&B idea. Silence matters. If you leave a short gap before a key bass phrase, the next hit can feel much harder, so don't be afraid of space. A well-placed pause can do more than another fill. As you fine-tune the intro, think in layers of attention. What should the listener notice first? Usually the drum feel, then the bass movement, then the texture. If every element is trying to be the star at once, the mix gets blurry. But when each layer has a role, the whole intro feels bigger. If you want to push this further, you can resample your bass phrase to audio once it feels good. That can make editing easier, especially if you're a beginner and you're getting stuck in synth settings. Sometimes committing to audio helps you hear the groove more clearly and move faster. For your practice pass, keep it simple. set Ableton to 170 BPM, make a 16-bar loop, load one amen break in Simpler, program a small sub-pattern in Operator, add a moving mid-bass. In Waveedable, add one filtered soul-style texture, automate the filter over the intro, and make one small fill at bar 8 or 16. Then listen back like a DJ, not just like a producer. The goal is to finish with a playable intro loop that feels dark, soulful, and ready to lead into a drop.